Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada bunts towards the mound. Markham juggles the ball. That's an error on Markham. Cook moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Berry and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. McNair fumbles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Cook scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Warsler moves to third. It's Athletics, 1. Red Sox, 1. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warsler scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Barry moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Barry and he is safe. Werber steals second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Werber steals home. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-0 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Almada moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-0 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Welch moves to third. Cook moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. There goes Cook trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Berry who tags Cook, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Wasserler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasserler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wasserler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wasserler moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wasserler scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Babe Dahlgren. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Mo Berg. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing first base. Rick Farrell now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber has Fox trapped. There's the throw to Farrell and back to Werber, who tags Fox for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive towards first. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Cook is out. Miller moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.